Try Liquid Zeolite today.
A top Obama advisor speaks to Fox News. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. We have the details. Of course, they do like Major Garrett from Fox, so maybe it's not that big of a surprise. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A little bit down because my Philadelphia Phillies, unfortunately, as you know, I'm following this team since I was a little girl. Unfortunately, they lose this one to the Yankees, the World Series. Philly was beaten by the Yanks 7-3. Yeah. You do have to tip your cap, though, to a terrific Yankees team as their 27th World Series title, first since 2000. You know, you go through and you look at what they've done in the past, and this was a very, very good team. The Phillies gave it a good ride, again, taking it to that sixth game, but it definitely was not enough. More controversy about God, of course. This time it has to do with the crucifix and Italy. We'll tell you about that in Odds and Ends. And plus, there was supposed to be an interesting Bush-Clinton showdown at Radio City Music Hall next year. And I actually thought it was going to be pretty good. They were going to have these discussions about world events. But the big event was called off because of how it was being promoted. So what does all that mean? We'll get to that. But speaking of my Phillies, every week we talk to ticket broker Mike Davis, who was also a sports fan, too, by the way, and had tickets for this game. So if you wanted to go to the game, you could have tapped onto his website and gotten those. And he joins us right here at the top. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, because if the Phillies hadn't won last year, I would be crushed beyond belief. But they, like I said, they gave it a good ride, and boy, that Yankee team was so stacked. I mean, all the way up and down. Matsui was incredible. Hideki Matsui, for people who don't know, was a one-man wrecking crew at the designated hitter's position in that game. And, boy, the last couple of games, they crawled all the way back. When I say crawled, they tried, you know, they would get back into the game. So it was just too much for the Phillies. They couldn't do it.
Yeah, the Yankees, they have the best team that money can buy.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of that, tell everybody how much. I mean, this team was incredible. How much money they spent, wasn't it?
Oh, they have the biggest salary in Major League Baseball. It was over $200 million this year.
Yep.
I mean, that's compared to the Mariners. Theirs was a little over $36 million. So, you know, the Yankees, everybody has to tip their hats to them. I mean, they're a great team, and they're worthy of a world championship again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny, though, in bringing up the thing with the money and how the team salary, there is a push for a salary cap in baseball. They have a luxury tax, so the New Yorkers, of course, pay the most. But there has been a push on about should there be some kind of a salary cap, then you wouldn't have, like, the Marlins so low on the totem pole, and then the Yankees where they are. But I think that's a long ways away if they even ever get to that in baseball. But, hey, the season is done. The Yankees have won, and there's no more baseball to be played until we're talking about spring training, and that's not until next year. So how about that? But there's plenty of football, and we're right in the thick of it. You know, we just passed week 8, of course, and there's some great games on the docket this week. And you've got tickets, I bet, to probably any game I wanted to go to. If I called you up or I went onto your website, I could get a ticket, couldn't I?
Yeah, and I've got some really good tickets for, you know, one of the big games this week are my Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, that should be a great game. It's going to determine, everybody. A few weeks ago, they thought the Cowboys were nothing. Now they're looking for them to be in the playoffs again, and this week will tell. They're both tied for the NFC East right now, and that should be a good game. I think the Philadelphia's probably going to pull it out, but I'm hoping my Cowboys can go up there and whoop up on them.
Of course, I am hoping that the Eagles do exactly what they did last time the two teams met. So we're absolutely on different sides of this one. And what's interesting about the NFC East is I don't think there is a clear-cut winner in this division. I think this is a tough division. There's going to be a lot of fans that are going to be disappointed when their teams don't make it to the playoffs. And especially when you look at the NFC overall and how tough some of the other divisions are, how tough some of the other teams are. This has been an interesting, interesting year in football. Brett Favre and the Vikings, the way they're playing. I mean, the Vikings, how far do they go with this, with the run they're on? How about New Orleans? That's another team that I think is going to be really, really tough. But I still think it's too early to call it, don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, I still think, you know, it's anybody's game. I think, you know, the New Orleans and Indianapolis are both still undefeated right now, and they'll probably be undefeated again after this weekend. You know, they don't have too tough of opponents this weekend, so I think they'll both probably be 8-0, you know, come and go Monday morning.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you. And by the way, you can go to easy-ticket.com for any of those seats, people listening in Connecticut and elsewhere, tickets to whatever it is that you want to go and see, including college football. There's some also some big matchups now, too, because you're way deep into the heart of the season now of college football, and you've got a team like Alabama playing LSU. That will be a good matchup.
Yeah, that's probably the big game this week. I'm looking for Alabama to, you know, to come out on top on that. I'm looking for the Tide to be playing Texas in the BCS game come you know, January. I think that Alabama's going to be able to beat Florida in the SEC championship game. And Texas, they look like they're a shoe-in for the Big 12 championship. They have to, out of their last three Big 12 games, they have to win one of them to get in. They'll probably be playing Kansas State in that game, and I don't look at them having too much trouble with them. So I'm looking for the championship this year to be right now number three Alabama and number two Texas. But
yeah, that could be right on. I like Texas a lot. I agree with you there on Texas. Yeah. Definitely. Hey, and for people listening to us, we only have a couple minutes left. You've got concert tickets, of course, et cetera. Also, stuff on the ice, because a lot of people can relate to that in Michigan and Illinois, in the Northeast, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot of hockey fans, and there's some really good games on tap, I think.
Yeah, my Stars, they lost in overtime tonight to the Calgary Flames. They came back. They scored two goals in the third period, but the Flames, they tied it up with it was about 2 minutes left, and then they went into overtime. And Dallas, they got called for a you know, delay a game. It's kind of, I looked at the replay; it was a questionable call, and they so Calgary went on power play and they scored a quick goal and beat the Stars in overtime. And so,
yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was a crazy finish, absolutely, no doubt. All right, Mike, next week we'll catch you again, same time, same place here on America Tonight. Thank you.
Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Easy Ticket, Mike, and it's easy-ticket.com. Speaking of hockey, it's funny, people listening to us kind of in that New York area with the teams that you have, New York, New Jersey, the Islanders and the Devils and the Rangers. It's always intriguing to see how they finish up. And, of course, not a surprise, I'm a Flyers fan. They're playing on Friday. They're at the Sabres. It's always interesting when they play Buffalo. Coming up on the flip side, David Axelrod speaks to Fox about a whole bunch of different things. We'll tell you what he had to say about Afghanistan, the election results, and the health care reform. Hang with us.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. plants contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe has an effective side.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, good news if you're unemployed and you need the benefits to be extended. And also, if you're a first-time home buyer, I've got the details on some Senate votes for you that might put a smile on your face, especially when we see that the unemployment numbers keep growing. And it's not all people who are just hanging out on the dole, just kicking back, having a great time. First of all, for most people, it's not really enough money to even stretch it and survive, right? Let's face it. And then you've got people that have been on the job for X amount of years, whether, you know, they're working in some factory somewhere or they're working in some white-collar job, and suddenly they find themselves in a company that collapsed or sliced a bunch of people out, and they're on the unemployment line. And I know a couple of people, really hard-working people, too, that have busted their behinds their entire lives who are in that situation. So anyway, I'll jump to that. But before we do that on America Tonight, I mentioned the mouth that roared. David Axelrod had a conversation with Major Garrett from Fox News. It's funny. Earlier in the day, I'd gotten a text from somebody saying, "Oh, you're not going to believe it. It's, you know, someone from the Obama administration doing an interview with Fox." So I was thinking it was one of the live interviews on Hannity or O'Reilly or something. And it wasn't. It was the guy who covers the White House, who they say, they being the White House administration, geez, we really like Major Garrett. So when we say Fox News is biased, we're not talking about him. So it isn't that incredible when you think about talking to Major Garrett. However, it was a one-on-one interview. We're going to let you hear that in a second. A couple of the high points as to what he asked him about Afghanistan and healthcare and the election results, too, as well. But before we do that, speaking of Fox and the problems between the White House and Fox and, oh, don't watch Fox, and we hope the rest of the news organizations don't follow in their footsteps and all that other nonsense, the ratings came out for election night, you know, just because we just did have an election, right? There were some interesting things that happened in that election with the governors, both in New Jersey and Virginia, which I think was shocking. In New York, of course, in that one congressional district, the 23rd, the Republican didn't win. So there was a question that said, geez, what happened there? But Fox News had over 4 million viewers. Second to Fox was MSNBC, 974,000 viewers. Headline News, 842 viewers. CNN, 826 viewers. Just, and we're talking about the age group 25 to 54. So that's, you know, there's various ratings and the Nielsen ratings, et cetera. But I just thought you would might find that a little bit interesting that CNN came in fourth on election night. For what it's worth, that's how the world churns in broadcasting. Of course, it's about selling the soap, and Fox is selling the soap, apparently, versus some of the other cable networks. Not that I'm the great defender of Fox. It's not about that. I just think it's crazy, the little war that the White House communications director, Anita Dunn, started, because it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Why go after any network? Who cares? And overall, who's getting the love? Pretty much Obama's getting a lot of love from the media, I would say. So let's say you go with the theory that, oh, Fox is biased and they're attacking the president or they're saying things. I would say, well, really, well, look at all the other news organizations. If you line them up, how much pro-Obama, if you wanted to go pro and con, how much pro-Obama information is out there? A ton. So I don't get it. I don't get how these people get these gigs and work in these White Houses, and that's what they end up with. All right, speaking of getting the big gig with the White House, David Axelrod is a close personal friend of Barack Obama's, and, of course, he is one of the senior advisors for Barack Obama. He chatted with, as I said, Major Garrett from Fox on a couple of different things, and here's a little snippet of it.
I'm not going to Major give you a precise deadline. The president is working through the options, focusing on the objective that he began with and will continue to focus on, which is how do you best disrupt, dismantle, and destroy Al-Qaeda, and how do you embrace a strategy in Afghanistan that best facilitates that? And he'll make a decision soon, based on a thoughtful review of all the options. Well, I think you have to look at what those races were. The New York 23 race was the one race that was really a microcosm of the national debate. The other races in Jersey and in Virginia were really state races, very much focused on state issues. In Jersey, it was very much focused on Governor Corzine. But in New York 23, the issues that we're discussing every day in Washington were very much on the ballot, and particularly because of the purge of the Republican candidate by the right, it became even more so. And what you saw was a pretty vigorous turnout there yesterday in a district that had been held by Republicans for 140 years, and the Democratic candidate won. I think that sends a strong message here. Well, we want to get this done. It's been a long process. A lot of good work has been done. We're very close to finishing. And a lot of the delay right now has to do with the Congressional Budget Office reviewing the Senate proposal and scoring it for cost and impact and so on. And that's delayed the process. You've got holidays in the way and so on. But we hope that the Senate will work through and get it done. The House seems to be on a more expedited schedule, so we have the ability to get this done, and we'd like to get it done.
All right, so you get the gist there on the couple of things that he's talking about. No timetable, obviously, for Afghanistan. Talking about the races that we talked about a ton. What did we see in New Jersey? People were furious over unemployment taxes in that state, and it's very liberal and very Democratic, and they ousted Corzine, who was the incumbent governor. And in Virginia, same thing. You had a situation where the conservative took the race, no problemo. And, I mean, narrow margins, but took the race. And then this one that he was talking about, the Democrat Bill Owens narrowly beat the conservative guy, Doug Hoffman, in the down-to-the-wire race for that 23rd congressional district in New York. A portion of that area had been represented by the GOP for more than a century, so that's why that was a big deal for the Democrats. Hoffman conceded early on Wednesday. Remember, we mentioned this, that special election in a district that actually moves along the Canadian border got a lot of national attention, obviously, because you had the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who endorsed Hoffman over the Republican, who later dropped out of the race amid the criticism of her conservative credentials and a whole bunch of other things that happened. So that was absolutely a wild one. And that goes on the side of the Democrats, certainly. What's significant is, and just keep this in mind, 2010 is so, so big because you have a third of the Senate seats that are up and all the House seats are up next year. So this time next year, wow. I mean, massive elections across the country, massive elections. And then there's some other governor seats that are up for grabs, too, as well. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to tell you about that Senate vote that I mentioned that is, I'm sure, huge for some people listening. They were worried about, here we are swinging into the holidays and whether or not the unemployment was going to be extended. Also, people scurrying who were able to save a few dimes to get that home buyer benefit, the $8,000 basically tax rebate for anybody who was getting a home for the first time. And then also it would apply to some people who have previously owned homes as well. So this may affect you. I'll give you some of the details on that too. And then there's this strange story about these softball players that were found dead in a Jeep. Did you hear this story? I mean, awful. I guess they didn't see the pond, and they think what happened is that they drowned. They drove into this pond, and like I said, it was three softball players, so they were remembering them today, pretty much at the point where that Jeep went in. And I think there was questions originally, it was so shocking, about foul play or how could this happen or any of that kind of stuff, because how do they end up in the drink? I'll tell you the details on that, too, so... That and more coming up in Odds and Ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first three-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food, PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
All right, you gotta like the tunage by our man Donovan Madsen here on America Tonight. Let's hit some of the top headlines, stuff you might have missed, including this. The New York Yankees win the World Series. Ah, geez, bummer. My Philadelphia Phillies lose Game 6, 7-3. What a heartbreaker for them, but what a huge win for the Yankees. The first one for Alex Rodriguez in his long career with three teams altogether. And of course, you look at Derek Jeter, who's the shortstop for the Pinstripers, and he's got five rings, just over 30, and he has five World Series rings. Crazy stuff. We move from that to the UN relocating 600 staff because of the big attack in Afghanistan. Five members of the UN, of course, killed, sadly, when those car bombs went off. So it prompted the UN to say, look, we got to take people out of this area and move them around. 600 is a pretty big move, but as they rebuild some of the area that was hit and continue to realize how dangerous it is in that particular location, they thought it was best to move that international additional staff around, showing you just, again, illustrating how dangerous it is in Afghanistan, and that hopefully a decision is imminent, we can only hope, before the holidays, whether or not what strategy is going to be taken as far as the United States is concerned, because the United States is the biggest involver here to help the Afghanistan people. And this week, earlier it was announced, of course, Hamid Karzai continues to be the president of that country. In the meantime, healthcare and more healthcare, we're going to get to that in just a second. But before we do, what about last night's election results? And winding the clock back, I guess, actually 2 days, and looking at the results with a couple of governors getting elected on the GOP side of things, particularly in New Jersey, where the incumbent lost, despite the fact that Obama was pushing heavily for him, campaigning for actually both the Virginia office and the New Jersey office of governor for the Democratic side of things. There were also, though, some wins for the Democrats, including in that 23rd congressional district. So a lot of Republicans didn't really talk about that loss, but that's what the Democrats highlighted. What did Fred Thompson, the former senator from Tennessee, have to say about particularly the 23rd congressional district? Here were his thoughts.
Yeah. 45%, 49%. It's really remarkable that Doug Hoffman did what he did. You know, he gained about 23 points in about 3 weeks' time. But it was the only real congressional race that there was. And at the last minute, the Democrats poured all their resources in there, made a deal with Scosa Fava, and she joined the Democrats and all of that. And I got to give them credit for being able to pull that off. But what's really remarkable, I think, is the showing that Doug Hoffman made up there in the short period of time without any establishment backing to begin with. He was a long way down the road before mine was the first endorsement, but he was a long way down the road before I stepped in. He'd already proven himself, I think, to be a person who could draw broad support. And yeah, before long, he had made it so that the Republican nominee, who was the liberal candidate, most liberal candidate in the race, could not win. So she dropped out. So he made a remarkable showing under trying circumstances, and just a citizen politician who'd never run for office before. And, you know, I know the Democrats want to say, don't pay any attention to the horse. We've got a beautiful mouse here that you ought to look at.
All right. So funny, the comparisons that Fred Thompson is talking about. And you could look at the Democratic congressional race. And, of course, that will be up for grabs again in looking at 2010. And in fact, all the House seats are up next year. It'll be a huge election night in a non-presidential year. And then a third of the Senate seats. And of course, there are many governorships that will be up for grabs too. So can you read something into it? I think you can a little bit. And Thompson talked about the congressional district. A lot of people weren't spelling out the fact that he had been behind so much weeks before. So he actually, it was another tight race, and this is what the other races were too, by the way, for governor. So I think that you could split the difference. You could be sort of Solomon and split the baby, if you will. But I think it does show that certainly there are some people, because with 1 in 10 of Americans out of work and a lot of what's happening across the country, I think you did see some of the frustrations bubble over. And you could say that the coattails of the president weren't too great, obviously, in New Jersey and Virginia, because that's where the president campaigned on behalf of both of those Democratic candidates. But exit polling pointed up Obama's continued popularity, and it was more about the economy that people were reading into, if you look at those exit polls anyway. In the meantime, health care reform, you know, continue to push as to whether or not there's going to be some sort of a vote on this thing. Are we going to have a vote before the break for the holidays, you know, in December and then heading into a new year? And every day it changes. I've talked to aides on both sides, whether it's in the Senate or whether it's when we're talking about Congress, because, you know, we're talking about two different pieces of legislation. And one day you hear, yeah, it's looking like we're going to try to really push for this legislation, and maybe we're going to get this floor vote to happen in the House, you know, maybe by the end of the week. Then you hear there's just no way that this could possibly happen. Then you hear Senator Reid the other day saying, oh, there's just no way. We have too much debate on this, and there's no way we're going to be able to get a vote on this. So believe what you want about whether we're going to get a vote on a huge piece of legislation. that will affect every single one of you listening, every single one of us, including myself. It will affect all of us in some way if the health care system is changed, if there's some vast reform. So everybody's looking for an angle on this. And we, including that we've heard now that depending on the numbers from the Congressional Budget Office, we're talking about they're looking to collect $167 billion in 10 years off of fines from people who don't want to pay for health care but are supposed to pay for it under new regulations if they're in fact passed. And then also employers who don't offer any kind of insurance or partial insurance or whatever, you know, to pay some of the premiums, et cetera. They, too, would be part of this $167 billion, I think, that the government is counting on. So what does that say about the program in general? Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina was ambushed by a reporter, which happens a lot when you're walking around. It's not so much ambush. They go up and they ask questions. And here's what he said in his exchange on health care reform.
Up here doing my reporting. Listen, I wanted to talk about health care today is what I'm talking to senators about. Mm-hmm. We've heard from AHIP and we've heard from the Chamber of Commerce and Pharma, all the big players. What I'm trying to figure out is how much you folks have heard from the people in your district. So a couple of questions. Do you, in South Carolina, do you have any idea how many people have gone bankrupt over medical bills?
No, there are a lot of numbers floating around, and it's really hard to know exactly what that number is. But the bankruptcies, personal bankruptcy, business bankruptcies that occur certainly do not justify health reform that raises the price of health insurance, which is what all of the outside analysis is saying this would do. It's saying we're spending well over $1 trillion in insuring really relatively very few people. So we need health reform to make sure people don't go bankrupt, but this is a very poor excuse for health care reform. We don't need 2,000 pages. We need a step-by-step approach to fixing what's broken, improving what's working.
Just so I'm clear, you don't have a clear idea of the number of people that have gone bankrupt over medical bills. Do you know how many people are...
It's very difficult to quantify because people go bankrupt for various reasons, and health expenses could be a component of that. So,
do you know how many people lack insurance in South Carolina?
Well, I know from being there that the cost of health care, whether it bankrupts people or not, is a real problem. I know it's a problem for small businesses, because I was one for years, and I've been committed since I came to Congress to try to fix that. But
even now, you don't know how many people are uninsured in South Carolina?
I don't think anyone. Oh, how many are uninsured?
Yeah.
Well, no one is going to go without health care because everyone can show up at the hospital. That's just not the most efficient way to do it.
So, can you show up if at the hospitals if you've got a chronic heart condition and, you know, the ER will give you some kind of Lipitor or cholesterol reduction drug?
If you have any type of event, you can go to the emergency room, but it's not the best.
Right, it's got to be an emergency event, so they can't take care of people that need dialysis for.
Well, if you go in and need dialysis, you'll get it. But that, again, we can do a lot better with that, and my goal all along.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same team.
Make sure that everyone has a portable policy that they can own and keep. And the frustrating part of this process is it has nothing to do with that.
John Boehner said he's going to come out with a plan on the other side.
Right.
Will Republicans come out with a plan here in the Senate?
We have introduced the step-by-step approach, and we will. What Boehner is coming out with is very similar to ideas that we have introduced and have been voted on before. And instead of a 2,000-page bill, this is a collection of 20, 30, 40 pages.
Senator, thanks. I know I'm...
All right, we're going to tell you actually what the uninsured number is in South Carolina coming up around the bend. And also we got birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Jim DeVint probably wishes he was at some club listening to techno music instead of getting nailed by that reporter who caught him a little bit off guard, lacked with the proper statistics. Here's the statistics, just so you know. In South Carolina, 19.4% of the state's population doesn't have health insurance. 74% of that group says it's affordability. They can't afford it as the primary reason they haven't gotten health coverage. And each uninsured individual in South Carolina imposes a cost of almost $2,000 on the larger health care system, well, specifically $1,936. So he was caught off guard by the reporter who was asking questions about, well, what about people going in and, you know, not having something wrong with them and whatever, you heard the thing about the heart, etc. So it's just interesting. I think that it's, DeMint isn't the only one who is in this position. I think this is illustrates just part of the problem. Is not realizing some of the specifics of their own state, and also no way that they could possibly pore over everything in these bills. And that's the problem, my friends, with this whole health care reform movement, is hurrying up and doing the rush game, but not even knowing everything that's included in all of the bills and knowing the facts of your particular state. All right, time for news you can abuse here in just a second. It is, of course, November 5th. There are 56 days left in the year. Boy, flying by, I'm telling you. And there are some highlights we're going to tell you about, including Woodrow Wilson being elected president and defeating the Progressive Party candidate at the time, Teddy Roosevelt, and incumbent Republican William Howard Taft. That was way back in 1912. So there are many other highlights, then we'll jump to those in just a second. But first, the news you can abuse part. Some interesting things, including this from Denver, marijuana and the whole, you know, legalizing marijuana deal has been put up to a vote in lots of different places. And voters in Breckenridge are very excited about trying to legalize it. A ballot measure passed overwhelmingly in the Colorado ski town, if you've ever skied there, that would legalize pot. Voters gave thumbs up to that proposal. It allows adults over 21 to have an ounce of pot. But the voters could just be blowing smoke, they say, because marijuana possession is still a state crime for people without medical clearance. Supporters hope the vote sends a message to local police and whatnot about law enforcement priorities. You know, that's the raging debate. Why not legalize marijuana? Then many in the police force in various areas, so they'd be able to spend time on other things instead of wasting time on busting people with little small amounts of marijuana. But then there's others that say it's a gateway drug, could lead to other things. And are you kidding about legalizing it? Yeah, that debate is not going to be settled anytime soon. 7-Eleven ended the debate about selling wine. They're adding wine to their stock of sodas and Slurpees and everything else that they sell. They say the wine is going to be sold under the Yosemite Road label for about $4 a bottle. $4? Oof. What's that going to taste like? It's the first entry of the kind for them into the wine business. There's going to be a red Cabernet Sauvignon and a white Chardonnay, both produced in California. They think that the wines would attract customers who are really pinched right now, and they're going to stock them in about 15,000 7-Elevens across the U.S., and I guess they've got stores in Japan as well. All right, how about this one in Clarksville, Maryland? You might think kindergartners need some special supervision while washing their hands, but what's the deal with doctors and nurses? State officials in Maryland are creating teams of hospital hand-washing monitors. They're going to hospital staff members, and they're secretly keeping tabs on their colleagues' hand-washing habits. The idea is to prevent infection, of course, from spreading because of improper hand-washing techniques. It's the first-of-its-kind program funded with $100,000 in federal, you ready for this, stimulus money. How sad is that? Because people are so lame and don't wash their hands, they got to spend $100,000 to monitor whether people are washing their hands in the hospital industry. Wow. It's just like when you go to somewhere to eat and in the bathroom it says employees must wash hands, and you think, how can people not naturally do that? I don't know. I'm hoping all of you listening to me wash your hands. It's true. I mean, that's how you spread the whole germ thing. I don't think it's that difficult. But $100,000 of stimulus money going toward that? Oof. All right, this day in history, let's jump back to that. A couple of quick things here. If we fast forward a few years from what I told you about Woodrow Wilson in 1912, in 1968, Richard Nixon won the presidency, beating VP Hubert Humphrey and American independent candidate George Wallace. In 1985, Spencer Kimball, who was the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, died at 90. He was succeeded by Ezra Benson. In 1940, Franklin Roosevelt won an unprecedented third term in office as he defeated Republican challenger Wendell Willkie. We wind the clock back 10 years ago. Pope John Paul II began his first visit to India, the first one in 13 years anyway. 5 years ago, the Kremlin announced that Russia had given final approval to the Kyoto Protocol on global warming, and in a surprise reversal, the Chilean army for the first time actually assumed institutional responsibility for widespread human rights violations during the dictatorship of the general there. That was obviously a very big deal to step to the plate and admit that. 1 year ago, President-elect Barack Obama began filling out his new administration pretty quickly, including immediately announcing that Congressman Rahm Emanuel would be the White House chief of staff. Also, two men were shot to death in St. John's, Arizona. The 8-year-old son of one of the victims was arrested. The boy later pled guilty to negligent homicide in the death of his father's roommate. Prosecutors dropped charges in the father's death as part of a plea deal. That was very, very sad. We've got birthdays. Do we have some music? Maestro, please. You're going to recognize some of the notorious or more interesting names on this list. Actress Tilda Swinton, have you ever heard of her? She was in the movie that I liked called Michael Clayton. She's 49 years old. Actress Tatum O'Neill, you could catch her in Rescue Me with Dennis Leary on FX. She is 46 years old. Actress Andrea McCardle is 46. Do you remember that name? She was Annie, the first Annie on Broadway. Way back when, obviously. Actor Sam Rockwell, 41 years old. Guarantee you would know the face if you saw Sam Rockwell. He's been in a lot of movies. Also celebrating a birthday on the opposite end of things, singer Art Garfunkel is 68 years old. Bridge Over Troubled Water and all of that. Singer Peter Noon is 62 years old. Actor-playwright Sam Shepard is 66 years old, married to Jessica Lange. Also celebrating a birthday, just like Sam Shepard is. Country singers Jennifer and Heather Kinley from the group called The Kinleys, that makes sense, are 39 years old. Country singer-musician Ryan Adams, 35 years old. Actor Sam Page is 33. Rock musician Kevin Jonas, you know, the Jonas Brothers, oh, just 22 years old, those boy bands. And, of course, he's in the band, like I said, with his brothers from Radiohead. That's a group I like. Rocker Johnny Greenwood is 38 years old. Rocker Mark Hunter from James is 41 years old. From Fishbone, another group I like, rocker Angelo Moore is also 44 years old. Going to leave you with this thought from an English poet. Good taste is better than bad taste, but bad taste is better than no taste at all.
Good night and good luck.